Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 7. David typifying Christ, the real David, the King of the coming Kingdom of God, Saturday. Related verses, Amos 9, 11 through 12. In that day, I will raise up the fallen tabernacle of David, and I will wall up its breaches and raise up its ruins and build it up as it was in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations which are called by my name, declares Jehovah who does this. Revelation 12, 10 through 12. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life, even unto death. Therefore, be glad, O heavens, and those who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you and has great rage, knowing that he has only a short time. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Psalm 2, 1 through 2 and 6 through 9. Why are the nations in an uproar, and why do the peoples contemplate a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers sit in council together, against Jehovah and against his anointed. But I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will recount the decree of Jehovah. He said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance, and the limits of the earth as your possession. You will break them with an iron rod. You will shatter them like a potter's vessel. Related reading, the restoration of the house of Israel with the rebuilding of the fallen tabernacle of David is covered in Amos 9, 11 through 15. Verses 11 and 12 of this portion of Amos are quoted by James in Acts 15, when the apostle and the elders were gathered together to solve the problem of circumcision. The tabernacle of David is the kingdom and the royal family of David. In ancient times, it was hard to separate the royal family from the kingdom. Actually, these two things are one. David's kingdom was David's royal family. That kingdom, that royal family, fell when Nebuchadnezzar came to capture the nation of Israel, devastate the land, burn the city, destroy the temple, and carry off the king. That was the fall of the kingdom of David and the royal family of David. However, in Amos, God came in to promise that someday he would come back to restore the fallen kingdom of David. In that day, the kingdom of David and the family of David will be restored, and all the nations will be called by the name of Jehovah. This prophecy in Amos 9 indicates that one day Christ will come back to be the real David. When Christ comes back in his last appearing, he will be the real David to restore his kingdom and his royal family. That will be the millennial kingdom, in which all the nations will be called by the name of Jehovah. That is, all the nations will belong to God. It was based on this that in Acts 15, James told the Jewish believers not to be bothered by Peter's and Paul's going to the Gentiles, because in the restoration, all the Gentiles will belong to God just like the Jews. Christ will come and restore the fallen kingdom of David to set up his kingdom for the restoration of the entire universe. At that time, all the nations will become God's people. This is a great item in Amos's prophecy. The earthly section of the millennial kingdom will be the restored kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of David. In the Old Testament, the Lord promised the Jewish people that the Messiah, the Anointed One, would come to inherit the throne of David and restore the Jewish nation, that is, the nation of Israel. When the Lord Jesus came the first time, the Jews were expecting the Messiah to restore his kingdom. However, it will not be until the Lord's second coming that he will restore the Messianic kingdom. The kingdom that the Messiah will restore, the kingdom of Messiah or the kingdom of Israel, to be restored in the future, will be the earthly part of the millennium, the tabernacle of David, which the Lord will rebuild. The Lord will sit on the throne of David and reign over the house of Jacob, that is, the Jewish people, and he will rule over the nations of the earth during the millennium. In the earthly section of the millennial kingdom, the converted Jews will be the priests and the nations who will be restituted, restored, and preserved, will be the people. Creation will be restored, there will be no more war, and the earth will be full of peace. What a marvelous and glorious kingdom that will be.